Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie. All right, Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. I don't know if you saw it or not yesterday. I know Jamie didn't. She was out at her cabin, but the Nuggets really stunk it up yesterday.
That's
you
so
could
sad.
Tell they ran out of gas.
Really?
It was just so obvious. First quarter, they were okay. Came out like a herd of turtles, okay? Looking good. Look. And it never got better.
Do you have Jokic's press conference?
Oh, I do. Okay. Him talking about he wants beer?
Yeah.
Yep, here it is.
Next couple of days, there's going to be a lot of beer, probably.
I don't blame you, buddy. Go get the beer. Go
drink
get the
away
beer.
Your sorrows.
Oh,
yeah.
Poor guy,
right?
Yeah.
He's going to be back riding in that buggy. Remember the buggy that the horse pulls?
Yeah.
What are those things called? Trotters or something? But and remember his feet? They won't. They can't keep him inside the buggy because he's too long.
God love him. That's so sad. But then he said another part that we don't have on there, though. He talks about how basically they don't have enough people. Like, they don't have enough players.
We said that last week.
Yeah.
And again, we didn't come up with that. We read that somewhere that we just weren't deep enough. You know? Oklahoma City could win it all.
Tired.
They're good. They're really good.
Well, don't they have like 12 good players?
They have a lot of good players.
Yeah, because I read that they were rotating 12 people. Yeah. We have like 6 or 7 to rotate. That's it.
Yeah,
so that's kind of a bummer. Anyway, he's
tired. We don't even have a coach.
I know. That's the other thing, right?
I mean, think about that, too. Yeah. We don't even have a coach.
Yeah.
All right. Also, the tornadoes. Oh, I was going to mention here with the Nuggets thing. You know what's next on the list? Football, man.
Football.
We are 9 weeks from the first preseason game.
Whoa. I'm excited. Well, Carson told me about this, and I didn't even think about it. I'm excited about the game where Hunter plays.
Yep.
Yeah, with the Jaguars.
When the Jags come.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm excited about that. That one is December 21st?
Yes, I believe so.
That's a hot ticket.
That is a hot ticket.
That's going to be a hot ticket when he comes to town.
Yep.
All right, let's get to the tornadoes yesterday. Man, oh, man,
outbreak.
Oh, man. First of all, the first one popped up on my feet. And I thought, oh, man, this is crazy. And then it was just bang, bang, bang. They just kept coming yesterday. This was Elbert County.
Just never thought it would happen out here.
Tim Greenwood and his family are picking up the pieces of their home, now scattered throughout the yard.
Yeah, I mean, it's devastating. I mean, you see everything that you've worked so hard for and worked on and built, and now it's all over the street.
19 homes in the Elkhorn neighborhood were hit by the storm. No one was hurt. One pet was injured, and two others are missing.
That's the most important thing. No firefighters hurt, and no residents or citizens hurt.
Rattlesnake Fire Chief Cass Kilduff says crews were out quickly to check on folks. A direct hit from a tornado here, he says, is rare.
We do here and there, but not to this magnitude where it takes out homes like that in a stretch.
How scary.
Yeah, right?
Now, it wasn't a tornado, but you've been through something like this with your dad when he lost his place to fire.
Well, I've been in tornadoes, too.
But you haven't lost everything you did with the fires, what I'm saying. And then when you listen to these people, but I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine what it's like to look at your place and with a fire, tornado, and just gone.
What's crazy to me is what a weird outbreak. I mean, so on Friday, I think it was Friday, there were all these tornadoes in the Midwest, St. Louis, all these people passed away. And you're like, okay, well, gosh, at least we don't have that happen to us here, right? You kind of think that. Because we had four bear sightings. I was like, I'd take bears over tornadoes anytime. And then the next thing I know, we have four tornadoes in Colorado. Yeah, like, what the what?
Aren't we the capital?
Well, Weld is.
Weld County.
Yeah, yeah, Weld is.
Well, isn't Elbert County right there close by?
I'm sure it is.
I think it is.
Yep. I'm sure it is.
Yeah, so they broke out yesterday, and there's more in the forecast today. I don't think Colorado's in the zone today, but the Midwest, here we go again. Missouri, Southern Illinois, Kentucky, they're all in the bullseye today.
What do you got there, Schmidel? Schmidel's doing map quest.
All right. Elbert is on the edge of Aurora, and the other one is up near Fort Collins.
Yeah, Weld's
up near Fort Collins.
Yeah. So it's We're not close, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the kind of are.
They're both on the eastern plains. There's one's more north, one's south.
Yeah. Not too bad. Okay. All right. Well, the tornadoes happened yesterday, and a lot of people were just, you know, eye to the sky because these things were popping up everywhere.
Yeah, it says the headline is dozens of homes destroyed as four tornadoes rip across Colorado.
That's unbelievable.
Isn't it? I don't, what's going on with the, like, is this global warming or something? Because I don't remember all of this being so crazy.
I don't know.
I don't either.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't have an answer there because the way these things popped up yesterday, it was just like boom, 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 all over the country.
Yeah.
It was crazy yesterday. Crazy. All right, I've got another piece of audio here that former President Joe Biden diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Yeah, didn't that happen last week or something? Or did it happen over the weekend?
He got tested Friday. They announced it yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay. Why did I think I knew this last week?
Because they found
a nodule.
Oh,
a nodule.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But that
okay.
was Friday after we left here.
No, because no, we talked about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gave you guys the story and everything.
Yeah. So it was Thursday?
Yeah.
It was last week, I can tell you that.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was announced on Sunday, yesterday, that he does have prostate cancer, and it's a stage four. I mean, it's way beyond, you know? Yeah. All right, here's the audio on that.
Former President Joe Biden announcing he has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. In a statement, his office announcing Biden was seen last week for a new finding of a prostate nodule after experiencing increasing urinary symptoms. On Friday, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer, which has spread to his bones. The cancer, characterized with a Gleason score of 9, which medical experts say indicates the cancer cells are likely to grow and spread rapidly. His office noting while this represents a more aggressive form of the disease, the cancer appears to be hormone sensitive, which allows for effective management.
After this was announced yesterday, I learned a lot about it. You know, it's something that's very curable.
Is it?
Very treatable. It's hormone treatments or something like that. People that have prostate, it can go on for 10, 15 years, that it's very controllable. So that's the good side of it. But that's just stuff that came out yesterday.
You guys need to be filling your nuts, okay?
No kidding. No, I think it's our butt.
Oh, prostate.
Yeah, it's our butt.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was testicular? Nuts and butts, whatever. I get it all mixed up.
Yeah, check them both.
Yeah.
You can feel them both if you want, if you're into that.
Yeah. Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, if you're into that, you can do both.
Whatever.
Just one medical, one pleasure.
It's early. I'm very tired. It was a long weekend. This is what happens when Holly comes to town.
You made me do one of those cartoon double types.
Yeah, like what?
What?
DJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. Lady Gaga. Bruno. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It is a Monday. Going to be a nice day today. Well, maybe some thunder showers, actually. 50 degrees right now. In fact, maybe more storms later this afternoon for the eastern plains, as well as central part of the country. It could get nasty. Could get nasty
today,
just like yesterday. More to the east. More to the east. All right, this Brooklyn Bridge thing. This Mexican ship that hit the bridge over the weekend.
Was there like a party going on? Like what?
No.
I mean, this was amazing. This ship is huge, right? And they have all these people in these outfits, and they're all sitting on each, what would you call those things? Those big masts that like...
Yeah, it's a mast.
But I mean, they're like five across on each row. These guys and girls are on every level of the sails, right? So
yeah.
It's like, I don't know, 25 people all the way across and all the way up, and it looks looks like it's like a celebration of some kind.
Actually, it's a ship out of Mexico that is traveling not, I don't think, all around the world, but different ports. And it's kind of a promotional piece for the tourism and different things for Mexico.
Navy ship.
Yep. Yeah, and so it's going from port to port all over the country, or all over the world, in fact, and it just so happened to be in New York. Now, it's docked in New York near the Brooklyn Bridge. Well, they got ready to depart in this ship and showing its majesty of all these people that are on board and the costumes, and they're up on the mast, just as you said. They back out of their slip to go to Iceland. They're headed to Iceland. Well, the boat gets stuck in reverse and loses power and gets caught up in the current. There's no way to stop it. Crazy. And it heads straight for the bridge. And that's when the mast hit the bridge and people started, I mean, hanging on to anything they could to try to save themselves.
Did two people pass away? Is that what I heard?
Two people died. Uh-huh. Several people went to the hospital. I think 240-something people were actually on board this thing.
277.
When it hit the bridge and just all hell broke loose.
A Mexican tall ship has crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge. New York's mayor is now saying at least two people died. At least 19 others were injured, two of them in critical condition tonight. 277 people on board at the time of the crash. Mayor Eric Adams saying the ship lost power before crashing into the bridge. The bridge itself was spared any major damage.
And it's one of those things where you can't stop it. Once that thing starts, you know, getting inside the current, there's no way to stop it. They have a tugboat there that's trying to hold it back. Can't do it. It's too big a ship. And it's headed straight for the bridge. And you have about 60 seconds of just going, uh-oh, this is not good. This is not good. And the people that are up on the mast, they can't get down.
And
they're stuck.
So much video of it. Oh, it's awful.
Everywhere.
Yeah, it's awful.
This was Saturday night, by the way.
Watching the people like fall. It was awful.
Just a terrible accident.
Yeah.
And this thing just lost power, I guess. It got in reverse and couldn't stop.
Don't they have a trolling motor?
You would think so.
Some backup.
I did see some criticism of the tugboats. That there should have been two tugboats instead of one, and they should have been attached to it instead of just trying to push it.
Oh,
you know, they should have had a rope attached to it so they could actually maybe even stop it from hitting the bridge.
I mean, it was a beautiful ship, right? That gorgeous. Is one of those weird things where you're just watching it, right? You're like, oh, this is gorgeous. Oh, my God. And then they're like, wait, did that just happen?
Yeah.
You know? Is it supposed to go under that?
And like I said, on this one, you can see it coming.
Yeah.
It's like, that bridge is, that ship's too tall. It's too tall. And you just see it coming for seconds before it actually happens.
You know what it reminds me of?
What?
Even though that was absolutely a tragedy. My Uncle Jerry.
Yeah. What about your Uncle Jerry?
He had one of those turtle toppers on, you know, and where we put all our luggage in it. And I saw it coming. We were going into a parking garage at the hotel. And I was
ripped
like,
it off.
Uncle. And he went, oh, such a sad day.
Yeah.
I went all
that was
our
an
luggage.
Uncle Jerry accident.
It was.
Sure was.
It just all of it. Just
Uncle Jerry.
He was so mad. So mad.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here on the show. 50 degrees right now. Going to be 65 today.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Not that I want to talk about golf or anything, but...
What?
What happened with Rory McIlroy's driver?
I don't know what happened.
I don't know. I thought you would know because you're the golf guy.
No idea. I played golf on Saturday. I didn't get to see it, so I don't know.
All the headline was Rory McIlroy ignores the press in controversial driver.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe driver. He cheated.
I don't know.
Put a little Vaseline on the
I
face
thought
of
for
it.
Sure you'd know. That's why I didn't even read it.
No, I have no idea. Man. No idea.
All right. Well, anyway, Google everybody.
Yeah.
If you guys find out anything, just let me know.
Right. Said he was evading the media about his controversial driver or whatever, but he finished 47th place.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy's decision to avoid speaking to the media after the PGA Championship caused a stir, particularly given his recent Masters victory and the driver controversy. He declined media access for 4 days of the tournament, choosing not to answer questions about his performance or the non-conforming driver. I don't know what that means. Non-conforming. Schmidl, what are you saying?
It sounds like he had an illegal club.
And he had to make a switch to another one, which threw off his game.
Whoa. Cheating in golf? I've never heard such a thing.
People put Vaseline on the face of them.
They do? Why?
Really?
Keeps the spin off.
Oh.
Yeah, cheating. Kind of like the old spitball.
Ah, gotcha. Hey, did anybody see American Idol?
No.
Nope.
Yeah, me either. Anyway, it was season 23. They named a winner. His name is Jamal Roberts. Now, listen to this. This is pretty cool. The guy not only sang his own song, it's called Heal, but he's a gym teacher. He teaches gym at a high school.
Good for him.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, right? He's a teacher. That's awesome. All right, here is him.
We need you to heal, too.
Solid.
Solid. I like that solid. Word. He's solid.
He's solid.
Solid. Yep. P. Diddy's Body Bard? What's a Body Bard? What is going on, Body Bard? his name is Big Homie.
Big Homie.
Yeah.
I've seen Big Homie.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I've not seen him. He said he was poisoned by Diddy.
How?
Oh. It's just a headline. Look. This is what... Look. That's all it says.
That's it? How was he poisoned? Spadil, you have any ideas?
I'm looking it up.
That's all he gave me. This is what Spadil gave me.
Eye drops or something in his food?
Actually, I'm pretty sure that bodyguard was saying that he knew that Jamie Foxx, for a fact, was poisoned by Diddy.
Oh, he was poisoned? Yeah. And Jamie Foxx was poisoned? They're all poisoned? Because remember, Jamie Foxx, we couldn't figure out what happened.
Yeah.
And so now they're saying that maybe Jamie Foxx was part of the Diddy group and he got poisoned.
Yeah, that was a rumor.
That makes sense, right? Because how they didn't talk about it and it was weird?
Well, even when he got sick, that was a rumor that was floating around that it was part of the Diddy thing that he was poisoned.
Well, and I guess his bodyguard, so this guy that you're talking about is claiming that he knows for a fact that Jamie was poisoned, but he said that he was talking to Jamie and Jamie was depicting on, he saw the light, but then right before he got to the light, obviously he didn't pass away, but then he saw hell and
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, and Diddy was in hell. Like basically saying, come on.
I need to go home.
Yeah. I'm just saying, that's what it says.
Well that came out like 6 months ago. That came out a while back that he died, or not died, but he went to heaven, or he went to the middle spot.
Where he saw Diddy in hell.
Purgatory, and he saw Diddy in hell. And the rumor was that he was poisoned by Diddy. That's why. Now, did this bodyguard, did he actually get poisoned too?
Or? Everybody's poisoned.
Yeah, so there's this quote from him that says, "Along this path, I've been poisoned 3 times. My toxicology report showed cyanide. Cyanide metabolizes into pneumonia." And then he also said that he had an interview with Piers Morgan, and while he was supposed to be going to that, he got randomly hit by a car.
I'm going home too. Yeah. Jamie and I are going to be leaving. Fidel and Carson, you guys can have this one.
Right?
I'm going home.
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to tell you something. I did not get enough sleep this weekend. My friend Holly's in town. Oh. You know, when other people are on vacation and you're working, it's hard.
Alcoholy
is in town. Did you know they changed the name of the, what's that hotel in Cherry Creek that I like, Halcyon? They changed the name of the bar upstairs.
Really?
Yeah, it's called like the Dirty Bird or something.
No, I didn't see that in the headlines anywhere.
Yeah, they changed it. It was called, I forgot.
And Rare Bird is the new name.
What did I call it? Dirty Bird?
I'm going home.
Anyway, I would highly recommend that bar to any of you if you have out of town guests. It is beautiful. The views are amazing, and we saw a storm kind of rolling in. It was just amazing. So if you have out of towners and you're always like, where should we go? Go there and go upstairs. It was really, really cool. We also went to a place on Colfax, and Holly made like $10.
Woo!
Yeah.
$10.
$10.
How'd you do that?
I'm kidding. No, we went to this arcade on Colfax. It's called Something Upstairs. Man, I'm really bad with names today, aren't I? I'm a little foggy. Something One Upstairs.
Oh, One Up? One Up? Just the One Up?
One Up bar? Just One Up.
Yeah.
It's an arcade bar.
Yeah, One Up is sick.
It's so fun.
Yeah, it's a good time. They got a lot of pinball and old school stuff.
And they've got one right off Arapo Road. They've got a Centennial.
All right, again, if you have out-of-town guests, because I know a lot of people are traveling this summer, take them there, too. That's super fun. It's all these old-school like games and stuff, like pinball. Don't you love pinball? I still love pinball.
Oh, it's awesome. It's the best game ever. Simone. Adam's Family, best one.
Nope. Terminator.
Ooh, okay. That's a good one, too.
Bang, bang, bang.
I like the South Park machine.
South Park.
It's a good
solid
one.
Those are all solid. Except for I hate it when you match. It scares the hell out of me every time.
When it goes,
yeah,
dude, I hate that sound.
That's so violent.
It pierces my soul.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah, I'm like, I almost don't want it to happen.
Yeah.
Even though it's a free game, I don't want it to happen.
You know it's coming too, and it's sort of just like, oh, God.
So loud and scary. All right, I know this is shocking, but Bianca showed her boobies. That's Kanye's girlfriend or wife or whatever she is. And did you see her boobs popped out?
It would be more of a story if she didn't show them.
Well, that is a good point. Let me just put them right here. Joe Exotica's husband has been deported to Mexico after his release from a Texas prison. You know, he got married. Joe Exotica finally found happiness, finally found the love of his life. The guy got released from jail, and then, boom, they were waiting for him outside jail, and they took him to Mexico. That's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor guy.
People are worried. I know, again, worried about Justin Bieber because he was out with his wife, Haley, at a ice hockey game, and he looks like he weighs all of 80 pounds.
He looks bad.
He does look really bad.
His skin, his teeth, everything about him.
It looks really, really
especially
bad.
Sitting next to her.
Because she's all put together.
Yeah, that doesn't help any.
What's going on with his teeth?
I don't know.
It's almost like they're cracked teeth or something. I don't know. Maybe because he's so skinny, they're just protruding out of his jaw, you know, because he's so skinny now. I don't know. It says a particularly thin-looking Justin Bieber made a surprise appearance at that game, and everybody's worried about him because he's so damn skinny.
He's not taking care of himself.
He really is.
No,
that's
what my mom would say. Really, you need to take care of yourself.
Yes, exactly. I mean, he needs some cake.
Yeah,
like
does.
I said.
He does.
Yeah. Let's see here. Sean Diddy Combs, the whole trial is still continuing. This is kind of weird. They asked Cassie if she hates him. And she said, no, I don't hate him. Even though she was sexually assaulted, she said she didn't hate him. And they said, do you still have love for him? And she replied, I have love for the past and what it was. That is not helping, my friend.
No, and I think the prosecution, every time she says something like this, they go, oh,
Yeah. Oh! If somebody sexually assaults you, you don't have love for that past.
No.
Right?
No.
It's...
You know, I'm starting to think that she might just not want him to go to prison forever.
Or is she scared of him?
I think you're more scared of him if he's out of prison.
Well, I agree, but you know what I mean. It's like, I don't know if she's fearful of his people.
Oh, I don't know, but I'd rather have him behind bars.
Well, everybody would.
If I'm her.
Her husband praised Cassie and said, are they married? I don't know. Anyway, he said, I am so proud. Well, yeah, because he says, I'm proud of my wife.
Yeah.
That would mean they're married. There yeah. It is. It says, quote, I'm so proud of my wife for standing up and speaking her truth. Her strength inspires me every single day. That'd be hard to watch your wife talking about that stuff, wouldn't
sure
it?
Sure would.
Wow. Really, really crazy. All right, and then there's another story where Tom Brady is butt naked on his balcony.
Woo!
Go, Tom, go! And by the way, he lives right across the bay from Giselle, so he must have heard that she got a telescope or something.
Yeah,
you know?
He's showing off.
Yeah, she got some binoculars, yeah. And he's like, wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, where's old jujitsu boy now?
Exactly.
Hey, look at this.
Because you know...
You're missing me, aren't you, baby?
Because Tom is tall. So tall guys usually have bigger wieners than short ones.
Carson, you laugh.
Wow. Uncomfortably.
Uncomfortably, you laugh.
Tootsie roll.
Tootsie roll.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablo trash.
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Monday. Nice day coming up today, 65. Maybe a thunder shower later this afternoon.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Did you see this? It looks like Lauren Boebert and Kid Rock are dating.
Oh, God.
They were out over the weekend together.
Oh, now, my God.
This is not a coincidence. These two are dating secretly. Look at this. They're at a Texas, what's it called? The Rockin' Rodeo event in Texas on Saturday, and they showed up. Mm-hmm. Looks like they're dating each other.
Okay. Well, good for them.
You know, I could look at both of them and think, what's he thinking? Well, what's she thinking?
Right?
What's he thinking?
He doesn't even look like Kid Rock in that picture. He's so
sure
skinny.
Sure doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, he must be on the semi-glutide.
Yeah, I think the cowboy hat throws it off, right? I don't know, but you're right. It doesn't really look like him, but it is him. He's there, and sure enough, there's Boebert with her cowboy boots on.
Man, she's got quite the stomach tattoo, doesn't she?
Yeah.
She has a tattoo that goes from her vagina to her boob.
Yeah. It's the only way to do it. Only way to do it.
That had to be so sensitive down there. Oh, yeah. Ouch. Right?
Yeah.
Oof.
All right, well, they were seen out together in Texas on Saturday. I think they're dating. I really do. I mean, it's too obvious.
Well, I mean, they're both together, so it seems like it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but the speculation is they've never confirmed the fact that they are, so I'm just saying we're guessing, but I think they are.
Spadell, what are you saying? Let's go to our roving reporter.
Yeah.
Oh, I definitely think that they're dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right.
Well, thanks for the update.
Yeah.
That was
pure love, isn't it?
Yes.
Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Lauren Boebert.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.